Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, doesn't matter. Thank you for what you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we also have the website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday said that he's absolutely, positively calling for a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden. Is he going to get one?
Well, I think that the president, President Trump, would be amenable to that. Again, if we don't have something like that, then I fear, Captain, that we're not really going to get the real information, all the information about what Hunter Biden has been up to. There's more that's coming out about Hunter Biden. You know, the email he sent back to the folks in China, you know, asking for $10 million, you know, to fund their operations, talking to, you know, the other ones that talk about the big guy and all this stuff. There's just so much there that, and by the way, if there's nothing there, if it's completely innocuous, if, as Biden says, you know, he's fully confident in his son and all these things, well, then it should be fine. And you have President-elect Biden, right, saying things like, well, you know, none of his family members are going to be involved in this. There'll be appropriate distance away from the presidency, et cetera, et cetera. Well, then fine. Then they should welcome these kinds of clearances, as it were. I think that where there's smoke, there's fire. And certainly what we know just in the public space about Hunter Biden, there's more investigation.
Now, there were a couple of things that came out yesterday about the Democratic candidate, Reverend Warnock, in Georgia. And one was a video, and another one was a comment made by the Reverend Al Sharpton. Now, the video was that the Reverend Warnock vowed from the pulpit, from his church pulpit, vowed to dismantle the value system of the American Empire. What the hell was he talking about?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this sounds like, what's his name, the other minister that Obama went to? Yeah.
Yeah, goddamn America. Again, pardon my French, but, I mean, that's what he said, and I'm just saying that because that is what he said.
That's right. That's a quote.
That was Barack Obama's pastor.
Yeah, that's right.
We all saw it on television. We were all flabbergasted.
Exactly. So, in other words, it sounds
And then Obama says, well, I don't remember hearing anything like that.
Oh, that's right. Because they had a complex system where on days that Obama was actually there, they would never say stuff like that. And then when he wasn't there, then it was just a free-for-all. But yeah, that kind of stuff, well, it plays, again, it's political stuff. It plays to a certain, a certain mindset. And it's a way of ginning up, real controversy and real hatred, unfortunately. I hate to use that word, but that's the kind of stuff that's where that leads.
Now, the Reverend Al Sharpton said the GOP has threatened to by organizing the power of the black church, and he's going after Kelly Loeffler for calling the Reverend Warnock a radical threat, and the GOP, he says, is being outworked in Georgia by the Democrats. That's why they're going to win the election. Well, let me tell you something. Let me just tell the people in Georgia something and let them think about this, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Kyle. If the Democrats win both those seats in Georgia, it will make Kamala Harris one of the most powerful people in the world. Not woman, powerful people in the world. She will be a threshold away from being the president of the United States, which is going to happen. I predict that she will be there before Joe Biden's first 4 years are up. That's my prediction. What do you think?
Well, again, all through the campaign, Captain, the central question about Joe Biden was his ability to not just serve as president, but the fact that he would, for political reasons, his policies and all the wacky things for that. But the very strong evidence that we see before our very eyes of a declining individual suffering from something that is debilitating. And so, this was a foregone conclusion, I think, from the get-go. But again, the Democrat Party officials, they didn't care about that. They just wanted to win. And it kind of plays to this notion that Kamala Harris would become president sooner than later. But the idea that Al Sharpton's out there saying the GOP is threatening by the organizing power of the black church.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the other way around.
Right.
I think that the powers that be, as it were, they're threatened by the fact that Donald Trump was able to bring many African Americans into the Republican fold because he actually did things for the African Americans.
That they directly benefited from and they rewarded him for it.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, the on-again, off-again stimulus plan may be back on again with a $600 check attached to it for the people. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends over at, yep, you know it, everybody knows it, Auto Glass America. And I'll tell you what, there's gold waiting in that fire windshield you got, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you get it replaced by Auto Glass America, and you tell them that I sent you. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. If you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa in Sarasota and Port Charlotte, too, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come right to your home or your office, process your insurance claim, and give you a brand-new premium-quality windshield with a warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand. When you mention me, the captain, all you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yeah, buddy, that's the saying. Okay, moving along here. We have quite an interesting situation with the stimulus package that may be coming to us or may not be coming to us, because negotiators yesterday said that they are near an agreement on the long-delayed COVID-19 aid bill right now. And the latest thing we heard was they may have a $600 stimulus check in the works for all the folks again, which I'm trying to remember who said it. I don't know if it was Joe Manchin or somebody else. I want to say it was a Republican that may have said this, but the people are in bad shape and they need some extra money to help them out.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. I think Senator John Thune out of South Dakota.
Yeah, that was it. You're right.
Yeah, he told reporters on Wednesday, checks could be $600, maybe to $700 per individual. Now that, of course, that's way down. It's half from the $1,200 checks per individual that came out in the spring. But what this does is it reduces, obviously, the overall cost, maybe $150 billion from $300 billion.
Yeah, and would they have the checks by Christmas? No.
No, but they should. They would likely approve it before they went home.
They'd get them between Christmas and New Year's, more than likely.
Yeah, exactly. But again, of course, President Trump had thought and said a while back, he thought this next stimulus package should be super big. I don't know that's going to materialize, but people are hurting. There's no doubt about it. The question is, with a $600 check per individual, and it's different if you have a family, I think, as far as we know, it may go along the same basic lines as the first stimulus package, that you get an allowance for dependent children, that kind of thing. But those were $500, I think, before, so one would think maybe that'll be $250 now, for example. But is that going to be enough to really save the day? And we'll only know, of course, as we get into the new year. They're talking about another shutdown, obviously, in New York. People are out of work here in California. Their places are shut down. Some are defying it. But is it going to be enough? Well, we just don't know. But at the very least, it'll be something.
Yeah, and I watched a pastor talking about California giving these statistics of what was out there and the fact that the deaths were down, even though they were up, they were way down in terms of the percentage, and everybody was just scratching their heads as to what was going on out there. But anyway, I want to talk about Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, as we like to call him, or Mayor Butt, we'll take your pick on whatever, right? So he has vowed to fight racial, economic, and environmental injustice in the Department of Transportation. Now, I don't know about you, but I know a little bit about the Department of Transportation because that regulated the trucking business that I was in for a number of years with my wife when she was alive. And this is ridiculous, a comment like that. What the hell is he going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that what the Department of Transportation is all about?
Not at all.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah, I just
roads, highways, regulating trucking companies, regulating carriers, whether they, people, carriers, buses and trains and aircraft too, for that matter.
Well, exactly. I mean, obviously, doesn't everybody want things to be, just and all these kinds of? Well, of course, but it seems like it's an odd thing to say in light of being transportation secretary, only because what it does, it just becomes more virtue signaling, stuff like that. It just kind of muddies up the waters as to, oh, are you going to do logistical things that help America keep moving, or is this another political propaganda sort of a deal? But again, it's just, that's just the way it goes, I think, with the Democrats.
All right. Well, it took a while to get him going, but we must have got something that got him fired up over here. Here's the professor emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana, where I'm going to ask him what the weather's like up there. So, Dan, man, what's the weather like?
It's cold. It stopped snowing. We've probably got about 3 inches of snow. But later on in the week, we're going to warm up back into the 40s, so this stuff will be gone. But it's 24 right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it is cold.
Yeah,
but as far as the Department of Transportation, that's almost a congressional agency. One of the things in the House and the Senate, you want your congressman or senator to be on those transportation committees, because especially as it comes to new road building or railroad relocation or something like that, that's where you go to. That's a big committee, and basically the Secretary of Transportation is just a figurehead. So they're not giving him much with responsibility. He is picking a cabinet. Every one of his cabinet secretaries are going to think they're going to be co-president with him. And maybe they will, but I've never seen. You don't want to pick an all-star. You don't want to pick your rivals to do this. You want a bunch of people that are no names but are committed to the cause they're bringing to the cabinet. And I don't see that with this.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I heard you talk about Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham, I have turned on him again, and I don't think I'll ever go back. He gives a great speech, but then he backs it up with no action. He's like the Republican version of Barack Obama. You know, I don't know how many times I've seen him on talk shows, Sunday shows, with Maria Bartiromo or something on Fox. Stay tuned. That's what his famous thing. Stay tuned. Wait 7 to 8 days. You're going to hear. And then nothing happens. I think he is saying this to still be a contender in 4 years. His dream is to get there, too. But then he backs it up with nothing. But then you can replay his video of him saying he was going to do it. I don't think there's going to be a special counsel for Hunter Biden. Mm-hmm. I think they've got it all agreed out right now. I think the Senate and Biden have had it all. You know, with McConnell, you know, he's basically told Trump, you're the past. We're moving on into the future. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where it's at with a lot of Republicans in the Senate, especially the Senate. The House, he has a handful of Republicans that are going to stick with him until the end. But I don't see that even moving very far. So that's kind of where it's at right now. Oh, and by the way, Barack Obama's old pastor in Chicago was Jeremiah Wright.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't think of the name, but you're right, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he rates right up there with Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah. But then Warnock got up there in the pulpit. There's a video of him in the pulpit preaching again, and you just got to wonder, you know, where'd this guy come from?
Oh, I know. You know, it's more black liberation theology, which is, I'll hold my comment on that.
Okay.
But I'm telling you now, I saw polling 3 days ago in Georgia, Purdue's down by 2, and the other lady's down by 7. And
that's,
I think
what
the Republicans
it,
in that...
That's what it was so, about the time the last, when they, before they had the election before. I got a couple of polls that show me that both of these races are just about even.
It could be. You know, we still got a couple weeks to go.
Yep.
But I think Purdue can handle it. I think he can get across the line. I don't think she can. Her Wall Street dealings have stuck to her like Velcro, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm up and down on Georgia. I don't know. It is. I think it's very close to being a permanent, at least a blue state for another generation.
Okay. Well,
maybe not this time, but the next time.
We're running out of time, so I'm going to have to let you go. But great comments, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, Captain. Okay. Kyle, and I will talk to you maybe tomorrow.
All right. That's Dan the Man, Professor Emeritus up here in Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, what did you think there? You got about 30 seconds.
No, I appreciate very much what Dan was talking about. Yeah, see, that's the thing in politics. It's like sometimes we get people promising things. But in this day and age, though, it was Trump who delivered on all these things. And now you've got people who racing to try to fill that gap, but it's hard to do.
Yeah. And when we come back, the mouse that roared chimed in again yesterday on something. The mouse that roared. We'll tell you who the mouse was that roared. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As Congress gets closer to another round of coronavirus aid, many say that the more help that lawmakers can give the economy, the better. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell thinks the economy would greatly welcome a package of aid as the country deals with a resurgence in coronavirus cases. He told reporters Wednesday that the economy should have a strong return in the second half of 2021, but that help will be needed to get through the next few months.
My expectation, and I think many people have the expectation, that the second half of next year, should the economy should be performing strongly. We should be, we should be getting people back to work. Businesses should be reopening and that kind of thing. The issue is more the next 4 or 5 months. Getting through the next 4, 5, 6 months, that is key. And you know, clearly there's going to be need for help there. And you know, my sense and hope is that we'll be getting that.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit fairandfarrah.com.
And don't forget, their telephone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707 for Farrah and Farrah. Now, you spell the word Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, so it's fairandfarrah.com, the website, and give them a call at 877-245-6707. There's someone there 24/7. You get a live person that will answer the call for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, the mouse that roared. I could probably add another little addendum to this and say the moron that roared. How's that?
Okay, yeah.
Now, we had an individual yesterday that praised the courageous Defund the Police activists. As violent crimes are rising in the big blue cities all across America. Once again, we find out that Chicago is in the midst of a huge
skyrocketing murder rate going on there in what's been described as a really challenging year for the police because of this mayor, Lightfoot, and her botched policies that aren't working. And all these problems, when we talk about defunding the police and the violent crimes and all that, are in big blue Democratic-run cities. Most of those cities are in big blue Democratic-run states. Guess who the mouse that roared or moron that roared was?
Who was that?
Barack Obama.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He actually came out and praised the courageous Defend the Police activists. You've got to be out of your mind.
Well, this comes on the heels of him trying to say, well, you know, that wasn't such a great slogan, and you had to, you know, sort of, you know, quantify it a little differently and so forth. But who knows? Maybe he just decided that he'll come out and say this now. But, you know, it's really sad because, again, most people across the highways and byways, doesn't matter what color they are, they don't want to defund the police. They think that's a stupid idea.
But remember, there's racist policies in the Department of Transportation, and Mayor Pete is going to get to the bottom of it when he becomes the Transportation Secretary.
Well, all this is a new sort of touchstone, and it's a touchstone of power in the sense that if you question any of that kind of stuff, then you're some kind of racist, you're some kind of this or that or what have you. And it's just a way to make people sort of shut up and you can't do any criticism at all. But in reality, we don't want to defund the police for obvious reasons. But in the same way, though, we should always be enforcing the law. If a police officer breaks the law, and that happens from time to time, obviously, then the law should take over and we should prosecute and punish them, just as we do other people who break the law. So, again, it's because I think most people, Captain, believe and want to and work towards a just society, but there are those who decide that it's just fine to divide us, gin up problems based on skin color, all these things. All that does is get them more power, and it actually makes our society weaker.
Did you hear what Vice President Pence is going to be doing?
What's that?
He's going to take a COVID vaccine shot live on television. At the White House.
Very cool. Well, you know, President Trump had COVID. Presumably, he would have antibodies.
Right.
So he may still take the vaccine, one might think. But Vice President Pence, of course, would by doing that would demonstrate that it's safe. It's safe for anybody to take and hopefully,
yeah,
you know, quell any kind
and,
of real rumors.
And I asked my doctor about the vaccine. I said, well, I've got the antibodies and they're still strong, but should I take the vaccine? And he said, absolutely.
Well, sure, yeah. Well, because we're hearing more now about how long they really last, but in your case, Captain, as you've mentioned before, it's lasted a good long time.
It's been a year, but it's because of my vitamin regimen that I'm taking, I do believe. The way I take it and what I take, I think that's kept my antibodies up.
Well, exactly. So we're going to get more data on it and so forth, but it looks like everybody, you know, is a good candidate to take this vaccine, and the vice president, that makes a very powerful statement to the nation.
Now, the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton once again has filed a lawsuit, this time against Google over their ad practices, where they don't take ads if they don't agree with their policy on this or that or whatnot, which is being very selective when it comes to ads and ad money.
Yeah, so this will be a very interesting thing to see how it plays out. You know, Google's what, the biggest company in the universe or something?
I guess.
Yeah, big time. And so this will be interesting to see because, again, if you're advertising a product or even political advertising and so forth, you know, if you're shut out from a good number of people who are going to be exposed to that for political reasons, then that could go somewhere. We'll see.
Now, China has a vaccine, correct?
I believe so, yes.
They developed a vaccine, is that right?
I think they have, yes.
Wait, you hear this one.
What's that?
China has just entered into an agreement with Pfizer to buy 100 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine.
Interesting. But that's not their vaccine. That's Pfizer.
No.
Yeah.
And I know China has a vaccine.
Yeah. Well, but it may not be quite as effective or designed in such a way that the Pfizer one did in order to go through all those hurdles and then get FDA approval.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
By the way, I was kidding a little bit about the Dr. Jill thing. I have an opportunity to go and get my doctorate, too, if I want to. I may. I don't know. But at this point in my career, it does nothing for me. Nothing. It's just a title.
Right.
And I don't understand why some people go out and they get the doctorate degrees. And we're not talking about medical doctors, but sometimes people misunderstand what it is they do because they actually think when they hear the word doctor that that's what they're doing. But apparently they took a look, Tucker took a look at Joe Biden's doctoral dissertation, and it was full of all kinds of bad grammar and math errors.
I heard about that, exactly. Well, you know, that whole thing is, no matter what, it's just going to be radioactive.
Yeah,
it's just radioactive. And so, you know, depending on the dissertation or what have you, I think it's going to be even more important simply to focus on what the Biden administration is going to be like and what, if anything, is going to be her special cause or whatever,
yeah.
And then we'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, Mary's back, and she's got about a minute, so let's see. Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, I just heard on one of the news breaks that the five computer systems government that were affected by that shutdown the other day had been ordered just to shut down. And part of it, they're all connected with solar winds, which just happens to be connected with those Dominion voting machines. So if they're still trying to work on evidence with those voting computers, I think the whole thing's so much bigger than anyone can really imagine. With the computer issue, that they're playing really dirty.
Well, we won't know unless they get to do a forensic audit on all of the machines, not just one here, one there, but all of them.
Yeah, the one they did in Michigan, I think the data information came up on starting from the report.
It did. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. And definitely, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Fairly much at length, not only you and I, but Denise and I, and it's got to be done. They've got to do the forensic audit of these machines because they had problems. And by the way, why the hell were they hooked up to the internet for about 3 hours?
You know, Captain, these are these kinds of questions that a lot of people are asking, but also they're reasonable questions. By saying what you just said. There are those who would say, well, you know, that's attacking democracy and trying to sow dissension in our election process, blah, blah, blah. But, of course, it's not. These are reasonable questions. These machines aren't supposed to be hooked up to the Internet, for goodness sake, for obvious reasons. But, of course, it's all sort of swept under, say, no, nothing to see here.
Yep. And when we come back, folks, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, Carl and I will go through that. And, again, if you're going up the East Coast, take a lunch. It's going to be a long trip if you're going up into New England or if you're coming east along I-80, Pennsylvania. It's going to be a long trip across Pennsylvania. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia from Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. The D&D Ranch, she and her husband Don, where they have a bunch of horses and they teach riding and all that sort of good stuff, too. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. So make sure you pull into a Pilot or Flying J. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and you heard me say that if you stopped and went in there and told them that you were listening to my program and I was talking about them, that you would get a free hot cup of coffee, because you will. And think about becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because you get points for the diesel you buy, points for the food you buy in the restaurant, and, of course, for points for what you buy in the store. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
righty, that's Stephen Bourne again, Aerosmith, and that's called The Other Side. And in that video, he actually had like an acrobatic pole trapeze thing that he was flying around on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All righty. Well, let's take a look at the weather here. I'm going to read the headlines, and then we're going to turn it over to Kyle here because we got a big old mess, not just in the East Coast, but also out West. Now, a major storm has gone up the East Coast. It's working its way off the East Coast right now and be gone during the day today. Later on, it'll be just a remnant, but all the damage will be left behind because this major winter storm is significantly impacting all the major cities along the East Coast from the Middle Atlantic into the Northeast today. Widespread swath of heavy, wet snow, power lines down, trees down, that sort of thing, likely from the Central Appalachians and interior Middle Atlantic into parts of the Northeast and Southern New England. We've also had a bunch of mass accidents out there, especially yesterday afternoon during the rush hour. Please be careful out there. And in some areas, freezing rain and ice have happened, especially in some parts of western North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. Now, there is, I'm looking at an ice warning right now, as a matter of fact, as we speak, in Virginia, and let's see, it's along the Chesapeake Bay there right now. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We're looking at the radar tonight, looking through the Pacific Northwest and Northern California. A lot of rain in the San Francisco area, moving through toward Sacramento, big parts of Northern California. Also, snow up in Washington State, and certainly in the area of Spokane, a little east of Spokane, down near Boise. It looks like we got rain and snow as well. We're going to have rain in Seattle for the next several days, it looks like. And so basically we're having a big storm come through the Pacific Northwest. We have a lot of cloud cover on the satellite. And as we look, for example, at Seattle, we've got a flood watch that's happening just west of Seattle and Tacoma. Over in Spokane, as I mentioned, we've got winter weather advisory. High wind advisory in Montana tonight, Captain. This is this is north of Helena, going up towards Great Falls on I-15. So be very careful in those areas. Obviously, 4th of July passed, so we know we've got wet pavement there and forecast for snow and winds up to about 21 miles per hour. That's east of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, of course. Also, winter weather advisory in the Boise area. Right now in Idaho Falls, it's 26 degrees. They've got light snow going on there along I-15. Same can be said, winter weather advisory as we head down the 15 towards Salt Lake City, Provo, into about the mid part of Utah.
Yep.
Also, that spills over into northeastern Nevada as well, and a high wind advisory in the Bakersfield area in Southern California tonight.
Now, a little bit of unsettled weather in the northwestern corner of Minnesota tonight with some winds, and as well as there could be some flurries along the line up in the northeastern corner of North Dakota, too. We do have a hard freeze warning for Texas from Corpus Christi over towards Laredo tonight. Temperatures will be in the 20s and low 30s by morning. Now, let's go with the snow here, because if you're in Virginia, if you're in West Virginia, the mountains of North Carolina, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, eastern Ohio, upstate New York, to include up towards the I-90 New York Thruway, all the way across into Massachusetts to Boston, I-87, I-80, I-77, I-64, I-70, I-95, I-91, I-93. All those roads are affected tonight by this heavy winter storm. And travel is restricted, to say the least, in some areas because of the snow they've had. And the accumulations, for example, in Binghamton, New York right now, 16 inches and still snowing, a foot over in the eastern part of Pennsylvania and still snowing. New York City, just outside New York City, on those little higher elevations there, 5 to 7 inches of snow and still snowing. Connecticut, and Massachusetts and Rhode Island. All of that snow predicted there, winter storm warning for the rest of today. And the only area that seems to be looking out a little bit is Long Island, where you got a mixture of sleet, freezing rain, and maybe rain, depending on where you're at on Long Island. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the host of the Kyle Warren Show. And now we go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
Wouldn't you like to be in that snowstorm?
No, thank you.
You had enough? Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. I don't know what's going on here. Let me go over here and see what you just talked about. Oh, yeah. I want to start out talking about this, whatever this deal is, with what we heard from the DNI director and what's going on there. John Ratcliffe.
Yeah, this one's kind of interesting because there's a big dispute within the intelligence community about coming to a conclusion on foreign interference in our elections. And the date that they are supposed to release the reports that they do, I think, you know, on whatever kind of basis, mm-hmm. is due, I think, tomorrow. And DNI Ratcliffe has said it is not going to happen. So they're putting out the notice that it won't be on time. But they are including China in that report in some form or fashion. Ratcliffe has said that there was foreign activity. I'll put it that way. So we'll see what necessarily happens here with it. But it's interesting that they made this statement that it's not going to be on time.
Yeah.
And that there is a, they're kind of at a standoff.
Okay.
On,
all right, hold that thought because we're going on the break here. When we come back from the break, we'll finish up talking about that. But then the other thing is we've had a listener chime in about what we said about China buying 100 million doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. I thought they had a vaccine. Well, ask Denise if she knows why they're buying a vaccine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.